praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. It is therefore very clear in this passage that the will of God is for us to be married. It is therefore very obvious in this passage that the will of God for every man is to be joined to a woman that shall be called his wife. It is therefore very clear and explicit from this passage that the will of God for every woman is to be joined to a man that shall be called his husband. It is the will of God for you to get married. And therefore today, by the grace of God, I want to pray for people who are facing challenges in getting married. I want to pray for people who are facing disappointments concerning their marital plans. I want to pray for people who are facing the need to get married. The Bible says in Job chapter 22 verse 28, "And thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. I decree by the decree of heaven that you shall be joined to your bones of bones, and you shall be joined to your flesh and flesh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ." That man that God has apportioned for you, that man that God has ordained for you as your husband, by the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, I command your man, I command your husband, I command your woman, I command your wife to locate you by fire. Be located by fire, be located by fire, be located by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I terminate every spirit of delayed marriage, every spirit of marital disappointments, every spirit of marital failures that has been following your life, every spirit of marital disappointments that you have been experiencing, I command it to be terminated, be terminated, be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Is there any cause of marital failures that has been sponsored against you? Is there any cause of marital delay that has been sponsored against you? Is there any cause of marital failures that is running in your family line? Have you experienced or have you noticed a pattern in your family line that the woman there do not get married? Or even if they marry, the marriage do not work? Today, I stand upon the word of God in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 that says Jesus Christ the Lord, that says Jesus Christ the Messiah, that says Jesus Christ the King of Kings has redeemed you from every curse of the law being made a curse for you, because curse is he that is hung upon the tree. Therefore, any cause of marital failure, every cause of marital delay, every cause of thou shalt not marry that has been pronounced against you, I command the curse in the name that is above every other name. I command the curses to be broken, be broken, be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because you are a covenant child, because you are a child of God, because you are walking with God, any curse that has been sponsored against you, every curse of marital failures that has been working against you, every curse in your family, every curse in the ancestry of delay marriage or marital failure that has been pronouncing failures into marital plans, I command the curse to be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Is there any character in your life that is chasing your potential husbands or your potential wives away? Is it your nature? Is it your habit? Is it your attributes? Today, every contrary character in your life, maybe it's anger, maybe it's laziness, maybe it's idleness, any contrary character in your life that is chasing your potential husband or your potential wife away, I rebuke the demons behind those characters. You spirit of laziness, you spirit of idleness, you spirit of anger, I bind you and I command you to come out of that mortal body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit that is causing confusion, disagreement, disappointment, unnecessary quarrel between you and the person that you have engaged to marry, maybe you have been facing disappointments at the point of engagement, you have been engaged to several people in the past, but before you know it, something just happens and the man or the woman will just say he's not interested. Is there any demon spirit that has been sponsoring failures, that has been sponsoring disappointments, that has been sponsoring unnecessary quarrel, that has been sponsoring unexplainable disagreements between you and the person you have been engaged with? In the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the demon spirits that have been sponsoring failures, that has been sponsoring disappointments, that has been sponsoring quarrels in your marital plans, and I command them to come out. I cast them out. I cast them out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 45 says, "That strangers shall submit unto me. As soon as they obey my voice, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away from their hiding places. Every strange spirit that has been causing marital failures in your life, every spirit, every habit that has been causing marital failures into your life, I recognize and identify them as strangers, and I command them to bow. I command them to be arrested. I command them to be arrested. Let them be arrested in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every cause of thou shall not marry over your life. Every cause of thou shall not have marital peace over your life. Every cause of thou shall not have marital joy over your life. Every cause of thou shall not have marital breakthroughs over your life. In the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, the curse breaker, I command the curses to be broken. Be broken, be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Therefore I pray for you today, that your bones or bones shall locate you, it shall locate you, it shall locate you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your flesh or flesh shall locate you, your bones or bones shall locate you, your flesh or flesh shall locate you, your bones or bones shall locate you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that that man or that woman that God has ordained for you as your wife or your husband, that man or that woman that God has prepared for you as your husband, shall locate you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever that man or that woman is on the face of the earth, that man that God has ordained for you as your husband shall locate you by fire. He shall locate you by fire. He shall locate you by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Are there any powers that are sponsoring marital failures into your life? All the powers in your father's house, all the powers in your mother's house that vow that you can only get married over their dead body, I command them to be buried alive. Be buried alive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any person, anywhere, any power, anywhere that says that you shall not dance your marital dance, any person, anywhere, any power, anywhere that says that you shall not wear your wedding dress, any person, anywhere, any power, anywhere that says you shall not sing your song and dance your marital dance, any person, anywhere, any power, anywhere that says you shall not sing your marital song and dance your wedding dance, I command the powers to be buried alive, be buried alive. Let them receive the fire of destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any person or any power, the powers of witchcraft, the occult powers, the marine powers, the remaining spirit that have vowed that you shall not have a marital breakthrough, I command the judgment of God to fall upon them. Let them receive the judgment of God. I command them to receive the judgment of God. Receive the judgment of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I remove every mark over your forehead, every mark of failure, every mark of disfavor, every odor of the enemy over your life that is pursuing away your potential husbands or your potential wife. I command them to be wiped off by the blood of Jesus Christ. I wipe them off. I wipe them off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every evil mark over your forehead, every mark of thou shalt not marry, every mark of thou shalt not get a good husband, every mark of thou shalt not get a good wife over your life, I command the mark to be cancelled by fire. Be cancelled. Be cancelled. Be cancelled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Be cancelled by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Is there any spirit husband or is there any spirit wife that is claiming authority over your life? Is there any evil spirit in the waters, in the oceans, in the rivers that is claiming to be your husband, that is claiming to be your wife, in a name that is above every other name? I command them to be buried alive, be buried alive, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every covenant between you and any evil spirit, I cut them off. I command them to be cut off. Be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because what the word of God says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 is that a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife. The word of God says you shall be joined to your wife. The word of God does not say you shall be joined to a demon. Therefore, every evil spirit from the pit of hell that is claiming to be your wife, every evil spirit from the pit of hell that is claiming to be your husband, I command them to be cut off. Be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every marital covenant between you and every demon spirit, every marital covenant between you and every evil spirit, every marital covenant between you and every demonic spirit, that demon spirit that is claiming to be your wife, that is claiming to be your husband in the spirit realm, your wife in the spirit realm, your children in the spirit realm, I gather all of them together and I command them to be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With the sword of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name, I challenge every spirit husband that is claiming authority over your marital life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name, I challenge every spirit wife that is claiming authority over your life. in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name, and with the sword of God, every spirit wife or every spirit husband, every spirit children that is claiming authority over you in the spirit realm, with the sword of God, I cut off their head, I cut them off, I command them to be beheaded in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I set you free from every spirit husband, I set you free from every spirit wife, I set you free from every spirit wife, I set you free from every spiritual wedding, from every spiritual marriage, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is written in Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good, freeing all those who are oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Every form of oppression you are facing in your marital career, every form of oppression that you are facing in your marital life, every form of oppression that you are facing, are those oppression being caused by spiritual husband or spiritual wife? Are you being molested? Are you being harassed sexually when you lie down? Is there any spirit husband or any spirit wife that is coming to you to sexually and forcefully make love to you? That is coming to forcefully and violently abuse you sexually when you are sleeping? Today, I call upon the name of the God of Energia, the God that answered by fire. I provoke the devouring fire of the God of Energia. I provoke the consuming fire of the God of Elijah, and I command all those evil spirits, all those spirit husbands, all those spirit wives to gather together, and I command them to be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every evil covenant between you and anybody that is affecting your marital breakthrough, every soul tie between you and anybody that is affecting your marital breakthrough, I command you to be cut off. Be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I mark you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that it shall be located to your bones of bones. I decree and declare that it shall be located to your flesh of flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name, I push you into your marital breakthrough. I push you into your marital success. I push you into your marital victories. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I mark you for life. I mark you for success. I mark you for marital breakthroughs. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce to you that you shall get married. I pronounce to you that your flesh of flesh shall be joined to you. I pronounce a blessing of God over your life, and I decree that you shall be located to your bones on bones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The word of God says there is a time for everything, and I decree this is the time for you to get married in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of marital delay, every spirit of marital disappointment, every spirit of marital breakdown, every spirit of marital failures, every curse of thou shall not marry, every curse of thou shall not be a husband, every curse of thou shall not be a mother, every curse of thou shall not be a father, every curse of thou shall not be a wife, I command them to be broken. Be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is written in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, that in that day the yoke shall be broken from your neck and the burden shall be lifted from your shoulders. The yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Anointing to push you into a marital breakthrough right there where you are. Receive the power of God, receive the anointing of God, receive the power of God, receive the anointing of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every burden of the name marriage over your life, I command it to be cast off. Be cast out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God shall give you a testimony. God shall give you a miracle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree that thou shalt marry. I decree that thou shalt be a husband. I decree that thou shalt be a wife. I decree that thou shalt be a mother. I decree that thou shalt be a father in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, I mark you for favor. From today, I mark you for goodness. From today, I mark you for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you go, you shall be married in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any program of the enemy to sponsor any evil man or any evil woman into your life, I command the program to be terminated. Be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic program concerning your marital life, every satanic program concerning your marital breakthroughs, I command it to be terminated. Be terminated. Be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you, with the power of God, with the anointing of God, I push you into your marital breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your angels of your marital breakthroughs work for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you again that your flesh of flesh shall locate you, your bones of bones shall locate you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You shall not carry another man's flesh. You shall not carry another man's bones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That man or that woman that God has ordained for you, he or she shall locate you by fire. He shall locate you by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the angels of God come around you. Let the fire of God be a one around you, and let the mark of favor, let the mark of goodness, let the mark of marital breakthroughs be upon your head, be upon your body, soul, and spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. This message has been coming to you from Save the World, a Christian ministry with a divine mandate to set the captives free and give sight to the blind by the power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My name is Baba Tokpe Babalobi, and by the Spirit of God and by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, I've been praying for the marital breakthroughs of people, whether man or woman, that have been facing different kinds of marital delays or different kinds of marital disappointments. And I'm persuaded that God shall give as many people that are under the influence of my voice that are facing marital delays or marital disappointments. I'm persuaded and I believe, I join my faith with your faith, that very soon you shall be joined with your flesh of flesh, that very soon you shall be joined with your bones of bones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy concerning you that very soon you shall leave your father's house, very soon you shall leave your mother's house, and you shall be joined to your wife. I prophesy concerning you that you have stayed too long in your mother's house, you have stayed too long in your father's house. I prophesy concerning you that very soon you shall leave your father's house, and very soon you shall leave your mother's house, and you shall be joined to your husband in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For further prayers concerning, or you want to support this ministry financially as led by the Spirit of God, I advise you to give us a phone call on this number. The mobile number is +234 8035 8974 7435. The number again is +234 8035 8974. You can also send me an email. The email address is babanobi@yahoo.com. I also encourage you to visit our website, where you can download different other prayer points or various other devotionals on marital breakthrough. It is well with you. Life is a portion. You shall not die but live. Joy is a portion. And I prophesy and decree that your joy shall be full. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.